Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. As usual, we are going to do an hour of news followed by an hour of phone calls. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. It looks like the old saying, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, may not work this year because we're pretty much getting into the last week of March and it's still rowdy out there. As you know, we had this winter storm that came in over the Rockies and hit Colorado, and now it's across the southern United States. We got a little rain and thunder here, but it really hit hard south of us with tornadoes and heavy winds across five states. And now it's over in Georgia and the Carolinas. And they're saying this tornado outbreak is possibly the largest since 2011. So it is really, really out there. They've issued a level 5 high-risk warning of severe tornado outbreaks across the southeast. So if you're in that part of the country, keep a weather eye out. Keep your evac kit handy. Just stay safe. Okay, there is a big story that is going on, and already it is being mutated for political purposes, and it has to do with that Atlanta shooting spree in these massage parlors that killed 8 people, including 6 Asian women. Now, the killer himself has said that he was a sex addict, and he was targeting these massage parlors because they were tempting him to do more of whatever it is that they do inside these massage parlors. So they're out there, and already they're trying to skew this as a racially motivated incident, even though the killer himself is saying, no, it had nothing to do with it. You know, and there are 2 people who were killed. They are not saying what their ethnicity is. The focus is totally on the 6 Asian women. And, Asians do tend to be, shall we say, overrepresented in that line of work. Right now, according to this story from The Guardian, the FBI is under pressure to tackle anti-Asian hate crimes in the wake of this shooting. They're trying to take this away from, this insane sex addict going wacko and say, oh, it's a racial issue. It's, racism bad. And so there's already been these Stop Asian Hate marches taking place across the U.S. Vigils are being held, everybody's pounding this for their own political agenda. Now, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says that hate crime charges could be appropriate for the shooter who killed 8 people, including the 6 Asian women, in the massage parlor spree. And again, they are not identifying the ethnicity of the other 2 people who were killed. There's obviously, they're trying to reframe this away from the sex addict and going insane to being a racially motivated attack. Now, amazingly enough, the gunman, this 21-year-old who went on this 3-hour rampage across all these massage parlors, was actually turned into authorities by his own parents, who saw surveillance photos of him, on the TV news. And they said, oh, that's our son. And they called the cops and said, this is who you're looking for. And probably by doing that, stopped more of the rampage, because the shooter said that he was definitely going to continue hitting places, dealing with the adult business, to put it delicately here. And of course, Obama is already out there calling for greater gun control because of the Atlanta shooting. And we're at a point here where the facts aren't even really known. We don't know if the gun was legally owned or bought off the street. But already everybody is there trying to just exploit this for their own political agenda, as we have seen them do so many times before. All righty. Getting on over to our politics, we are seeing more and more indications that Kamala Harris is actually fulfilling the duties of the office of the President of the United States of America. She has had several phone calls with world leaders with which Joe Biden was not a party to, and now she has hosted the Prime Minister of Ireland for a bilateral meeting, during which America was trashed as a violent and racist country. You know, interesting timing for that Atlanta shooting. House Republicans have voted to lift the ban on earmarks, which would allow lawmakers to stuff taxpayer bills with pork projects for their home states. And I think that's really a bad idea. And in the blueprint for the New America, all bills before Congress will serve one purpose only. If you have something else you want to do, it's a separate bill and it gets voted on separately. But every time there's a must-pass bill, like the recent coronavirus assistance bill, it gets loaded up with all kinds of pork barrel projects, and money gets spent for things completely unrelated to the primary purpose. House Democrats, pardon me, are looking at ejecting the Republican winner of a contested race over in Iowa. They're dismissing comparisons to Trump's efforts to overturn the election. So that's exactly what they're trying to do, is overturn the results of the election. Now, Maryland Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin, who led the House's impeachment case against Trump after the insurrection, said the bar for overturning the House election has the same high standard invoked in the presidential race. He said the challenger, Iowa Democrat Rita Hart, has the statutory burden of proof to sustain. And they're in an awkward place, because if they're able to get auditing and examination of the voting machines and recounts, it's going to underscore the fact that Trump's efforts to get exactly the same thing were stymied by the Supreme Court and ridiculed by the corporate legacy media. Story coming on out of the Wall Street Journal saying that Biden is abandoning normalcy. And they're commenting about how Biden recently could not remember the name of the defense secretary who was standing right behind him, or even what the Pentagon is called, described him as the guy who runs that outfit over there. And Biden's still got nearly $2 trillion of long-term spending passed under the pretense of a COVID crisis, which is already fading. Now, that, of course, does not ease the economic burden. And I, for one, agree with these emergency checks going to ordinary American citizens who need the money. But a lot of that other pork that was in there, more than 90% of that bill went to other areas. We'll be talking about that in more detail a little bit later in the show. All right. Over in Ohio, hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance is confirming he's seriously considering a run for the Senate in Ohio. And he's a Trump-aligned populist. He's a conservative. And asked about which issues need to be addressed by the GOP, Vance identified immigration, America's trade policy, and the lack of a pro-family policy. And I would agree with all of those. Meanwhile, new polls are showing 75% of voters support voter ID laws. Now, the Democrats, of course, are determined to eliminate it. Back in 2016, in the run-up to that election, they were sending legal teams to state after state after state to overturn the voter ID laws because they stand in the way of illegal immigrants voting, even though illegal immigrants are not entitled to vote. Another article on the same topic, this is from UNS.com. They took the polling on support for voter ID, and they broke it down by subgroups. And interestingly enough, the lowest support for voter ID came from the Democrats, but it was still more than 50%. So this is definitely something that, people think we need to have that back. Getting on over to corporate media, we talked about how the corporate legacy media, without Donald Trump to bash night after night after night, is sinking in the ratings. They're losing their viewers. CNN is losing 1 million viewers a night on average since Trump left office. It's down nearly half in the 24 to 54 age demographic, and that is a key demographic for advertisers. So that is big problems there. We're still talking about the Washington Compost finally having to come out and admit that they fabricated that story about Trump calling the election official down in Georgia and demanding that they find the fraud and how they'll be a national hero if they do. It was all basically fake news. And so there's an interesting little comment over an Investment Watch blog, you know, will Twitter and other social media now put a warning label on that story now that we know it's fake news? And I haven't seen that happen yet, but, you know, there we are. Let's get into the COVID-19. It's all kinds of stuff happening there. And American Airlines is in high dudgeon because John Kerry apparently boarded a flight in the first class section of the plane with a mask hanging from one ear, but did not bring it over to the other ear to cover his nose or mouth. Kerry is saying it was only momentary when the image was snapped, and says this is all a bunch of malarkey. But again, it does look like a lot of double standards out there, like we saw with Nancy Pelosi and her hair salon. Okay, we are seeing a lot of back and forth about AstraZeneca and whether or not it causes blood clots. And there's a story here from Station Gossip about how European Union leaders are getting ready to do another vaccine U-turn today, when safety experts who backed AstraZeneca deliver their final verdict on the jab and say they were wrong to be holding it up over sporadic reports of blood clots, and they were sporadic. So the EU leaders are being forced into a humiliating climb down after Europe's medical experts confirm the AstraZeneca jab is not linked to blood clots. Now, the argument is still going back and forth. From ZeroHedge.com, there is a Norwegian doctor, Paul Andre Holm, who claims to have found the actual link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and rare blood clots. But the bottom line is that out of 11 million people who've received the AstraZeneca vaccine, only 5 people in Britain have come down with the blood clots. And so we saw already, we reported already earlier, how the United States was trying to bash competing vaccines that might cut into the profits of American vaccine makers. They were out there with a smear campaign against Sputnik V, and maybe they're doing exactly the same thing with the AstraZeneca, because that's, after all, a British company, and you know, the vaccine companies want all the money to come to the American vaccine companies. So it's all about the Benjamins. Here in Indiana, a physical therapist, 28-year-old Haley Link Brinkmeyer, died after getting the mRNA Wuhan coronavirus vaccine just 2 days previously. And again, it is that mRNA shot that is of the greatest concern. So far, Claire and I haven't noticed anything negative from the Johnson & Johnson shot. But those mRNA shots, they do seem to have some problems out there. story coming on out of Scoopy Web. The Oxford and Pfizer's COVID vaccines are proving to be more effective against the Brazilian variant of COVID than initially feared. So that's a little bit of good news, at least for Oxford and Pfizer. Out in California, a desperate Gavin Newsom is claiming that his harsh lockdown of California saved lives, and he got grilled by Meghan McCain on The View on this very subject, and you can almost smell the panic that's coming on out from all these leaders who just did these draconian lockdowns, and now it's looking like it really did not help and was completely unnecessary. Meanwhile, a lot of complaints are coming on out. This is from Domagood, about how kids on spring breaks are partying maskless on Florida's beaches. And there is, of course, obviously a concern there. Actually, looking at photos of spring break, they're not only not wearing masks, they're not wearing pretty much anything else, especially the girls, you know, which is a little side benefit to this whole story. over in Spain, there's a little bit of anger going on because the Spaniards are under a travel ban. Meanwhile, German tourists are flocking to Mallorca for their last-minute Easter getaways to Spain's sun-kissed islands. And the Spaniards are very angry that the Germans can come and go like that. They themselves cannot. French authorities are warning that they have discovered a new COVID-19 mutation that cannot be detected with the PCR test. Now, we know the PCR test was never intended to be a diagnostic tool. It has a long history of both false positives and false negatives. But the French authorities are saying it's even more useless against this new mutation. So somebody needs to have some better diagnostic tools developed, and very, very quickly. We did this flashback story. This came from NBC Chicago, no less. And it's talking about an event that happened in 2019 called Crimson Contagion, which was a pandemic simulation to look at what its implications would be. The exercise and the results were marked not for distribution, but the New York Times got a hold of it and published it. And it was an exercise about the flu, not the coronavirus, but the document points to specific problematic areas for a hypothetical outbreak that, interestingly enough, in the exercise, began in China and landed in Chicago. Okay. Meanwhile, 11 Kentuckians have traveled to areas of Africa with Ebola outbreaks, but we're being reassured the risk is low. Kentucky health officials are aware of these 11 people from the state who traveled to Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo, two African countries experiencing Ebola outbreaks. Governor Andy Beshear announced Tuesday. And he said, we don't believe there's any significant risk at the moment, but we do want to be transparent about it. Again, a lot of different types of Ebola, and some are very deadly, some are not. But if one of the deadlier ones did get loose in this country, let's say somebody walking across that open border, it would make the COVID-19 pandemic look like a summer picnic. Turning to the international news, Thailand is bracing as refugees from Myanmar flee to the border regions. They're going to be just massing across to get into Thailand and get away from all the violence that's going on. Over in Tanzania, their president, John Magufuli, has died at the age of 21. He was away from his office for about 2 weeks, which led to speculations about his health. His wife said that he died from the heart disease that had plagued him from a decade. But a lot of people are pointing out the fact that he was a very vocal critic about the way the COVID pandemic was being handled. He was skeptical of the vaccines, skeptical of the lockdowns and the masks. All right. Now, we are continuing to see a little bit of fallout over Joe Biden coming on out and attacking Vladimir Putin, saying that he's a killer, that Biden says he looked into Putin's eyes and saw that he had no soul. Putin, I'm sure, looked into Biden's eyes and saw that he had no brain. But it's increasing tensions. And right now, Russian diplomats are saying tensions between the United States and Russia are really at a very, very low point right now. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin responded to Joe Biden calling him a killer, basically saying he is describing himself. So the war of words is continuing. Meanwhile, Russia has recalled their ambassador to the United States after Biden threatens Putin and calls him a killer with no soul. There is a former colonel who is expressing concern regarding the recent Defense Department order to root out extremists in the ranks. Now, this is the first Green Beret to serve in Congress, Representative Michael Waltz. He's a Republican from Florida. And he's concerned, you know, what are Biden's military priorities and what message is this sending? Okay, there's some music. It's time to take some commercials and we'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that the Front Sight Firearms promotion is definitely a sweet deal for those of you who are supporters of the Second Amendment, those of you who are shooting enthusiasts, those of you who simply want to be in a position to defend your home and your loved ones during what look to be very rough times ahead of us. Meanwhile, here at Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a donation, whether check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719 extension 3. And if you will mail in a donation of $100 or more, please include your t-shirt size and a return address, and you will get an official RBN t-shirt. And, of course, all of this contact information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. All right, let's now look at the economic news. And billionaire Ray Dalio is saying that the tax changes coming down from the Biden administration, he describes them as shocking. He is warning that there could be new prohibitions against both gold and Bitcoin, and I would presume all cryptocurrencies. Basically, the idea is to lock us all into the dollar and prohibit movements to assets like gold, Bitcoin, not to mention other tax jurisdictions. So they're getting ready to slam the cage shut on anybody who's got any money out there. Interestingly enough, WikiLeaks has come on out with a State Department cable from 1974 that confirms the gold futures market was created for price suppression. They don't want you owning gold. Gold means freedom from the private central bankers, means freedom from the government itself. And we know that the gold futures market has, shall we say, oversubscribed those paper contracts, something like 100 to 1. Which means for every 1 ounce of real physical gold, there are contracts out there for 100 ounces of the paper gold. And that's being done because they take those contract prices and blend them with the real price of the metal to come up with the daily fixed gold prices, which are being kept down deliberately because they want you to stay with the not so mighty dollar. All right. Now, apparently yesterday, Joe Biden detailed his plan for the biggest tax hike in 15 years. And considering it's his own tax policy, it struck a lot of people as odd that he had to use a cheat sheet and, you know, come on out there to announce the figures about how much money was going to be involved, where it was going to go. They're going to spend $400,000 to fight child poverty. And so forth and so on. Very, very reckless. And it gets back to what I was saying yesterday. I don't think this country is being well managed at all. We have got serious management problems, abuses by management. It's almost time for the American people as a whole to form their own labor union and go on a strike until management cleans up its act. Another article, this one coming out of Investment Watch blog, raising taxes almost never cuts the debt. Because they'll raise the taxes and say, we're going to make payments on the debt, but they never do. They take the money, they spend it someplace else. Wars, Israel, pork barrel projects, drag queen story hour, who knows what's going to go on. Speaking of unions, the United Auto Workers is criticizing Ford over their company's plan to build a new vehicle down in Mexico instead of Ohio. That's putting 1,600 jobs at risk. Remember, when Trump was in office, he was trying to incentivize the return of American corporations to U.S. soil for their manufacturing, and now that seems to have gone away. 21 states have filed a lawsuit against Joe Biden over his canceling of the Keystone XL pipeline, a decision that has sparked pushback even from Democrats who are not far left on energy policy. So that one is going to go to the courts as well. It was a reckless thing to do. I mean, once you've invested that much money, you know, in something, you know, see it through to completion. I mean, that's the rationale they've been giving us for continuing to pour money into the F-35. Well, the Keystone XL pipeline doesn't have any of the problems of the F-35, and it would be of great economic benefit to the country as a whole, and Biden just canceled it. Bank of America did a survey of fund managers and showed that out of 220 people who were surveyed, their fear is what they fear most is higher than expected inflation. And yes, with the Federal Reserve just cranking money out of thin air, it's certainly going to hit. They're looking for places they can use as cash sinks, like, you know, skyrocketing real estate prices and so forth. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials, back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. And earlier in the program, we mentioned the COVID relief bill that Congress passed. And many Americans by now should be getting those $1,400 checks into their bank account. But the debate over the amount of money, $1.9 trillion, and where it actually went is continuing. Mitch McConnell was out there bemoaning the fact that only about 1% of the stimulus bill went to vaccines, and only about 9% went for health services. And, you know, obviously the aid checks to Americans are another big part of it. But looking at some of the other things the bill had, the stimulus bill gave $135 million each to the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. The bill reserves even more, $200 million, for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Now, excuse me, but what does that have to do with the COVID-19? And the NEA has already been allotted more than $162 million for the entire fiscal year of 2020 in a spending bill passed at the end of 2019, an increase in the organization's funding from the previous year. Combined with the $75 million the NEA received in the CARES Act last year, the total of additional aid is well above the organization's normal yearly budget. So they're just passing it out there. And some of the NEA's recent grants include $50,000 to help bring Trans Scripts, a play about actual individuals who transition from male to female, to the United States, and nearly $100,000 to adapt Shakespeare plays for the stage without words. Now, the NEA and Institute of Museum and Library Services also teamed up to spend nearly $500,000 on a museum exhibit that intends to provide attendees with the sights, sounds, smells, feel, and taste of medieval times. Well, if you want that, just go out to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. They didn't spend anywhere near as much money. Corporation for Public Broadcasting also gets $175 million. The stimulus bill provides $20 million to, quote, ensure the survival and continuing vitality of Native American languages during and after the public health emergency, end quote. Now, I'm sure that there are people who want to preserve the Native American languages, but I think that really is for the Native Americans themselves to decide. But that's $20 million. Another $100 million will go toward Native American housing improvement. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will also receive $95 million of additional funding, and the Environmental Protection Agency will receive $100 million, half of which is designated to identify and address disproportionate environmental or public health harms and risks in minority populations or low-income populations. Some of the funding in the bill, passed without the support of a single Republican in either chamber of Congress, is scheduled to be doled out over several years as late as 2027. The package reserves several large funding blocks for cybersecurity and technology. $200 million will remain available well into 2024 for the U.S. Digital Service, the federal tech unit established after the Obamacare website's disastrous launch and crash in 2013. And that was a huge, huge embarrassment. A lot of money was spent on it, wouldn't work. Meanwhile, students at a college created a perfectly working copy of the Obamacare website as a school project. So it's just a hideous amount of waste. $650 million is reserved through 2023 for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to be used for risk mitigation, and $1 billion through 2025 for the Technology Modernization Fund, which enhances IT at federal agencies. And I'm sure a lot of this stuff is really needed, some more than others. But again, what does this have to do with COVID-19 and the economic hardship the American people have suffered from an already damaged economy made worse by the pandemic lockdowns? All right. So although this is a purportedly a coronavirus relief bill, $3.5 billion will go to fight other diseases in the form of a contribution to the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. So they were just handing it all out. And remember, this is all borrowed money, which you, the taxpayer, down the road are going to have to pay back with accruing interest. And it's been estimated that for each $1,400 check a taxpayer gets, the eventual tax burden will amount to something like $66,000. Over in Philadelphia, somebody shot a video of the city's homeless areas, and it's been described as the largest open-air drug market on the East Coast. And it looks like a scene out of an apocalyptic movie. But it's another reflection of just how bad our economy already was even before the pandemic. So let's talk a little bit about immigration and so forth. The Border Patrol is warning Joe Biden that the overwhelmed staff cannot cope with the crisis levels of immigration. And the Border Patrol is revealing how migrants are heading for the United States because they hear on the news we're letting people in, and cartel warfare is breaking out on the border. Apparently that there is a rivalry between two gangs over who gets that lucrative people smuggling business. Jen Psaki, in a press conference yesterday, announced that any 10-year-old in the world who makes it across the U.S. southern border will be allowed to stay here. And the United States is currently facing its biggest migrant surge into the U.S. in 20 years. It is a serious, serious problem. Now, the Department of Homeland Security secretary is admitting that illegal immigrants have been released into the United States without being tested for COVID-19. And those who did get tested and those who tested positive were still allowed to board buses to other places within the U.S. Now, that is a little bit scary. Polls are showing that 73% of voters are concerned about Biden's migrants bringing more COVID into the country. And over at Twitter, they are now silencing all tweets who mention the large number of COVID-19 positive people being allowed to come into the country over that southern border. Story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit. Illegal immigrants are being given a sheet of paper with instructions to appear in court, and they're allowed to fly domestic airlines using that sheet of paper as an ID. And the southern border is totally overrun. The Biden administration is fully responsible. It's going to have impacts on our economy, our population, our quality of life, our health. It's insane. It's an absolute, absolute disaster. Over in Texas, the governor is saying that the Biden administration is refusing to allow state authorities to visit the child migrant camps. And Texas Governor Abbott is calling it a humanitarian crisis, and he's assailing the Biden administration for keeping Texas state health and law enforcement officials from the migrant camps playing host to thousands and thousands of unaccompanied minors, and for failing to keep the Texas state government apprised of the situation. So they're getting a little hot under the collar there, and justifiably so. The White House is confirming that Joe Biden has looked at photographs from inside the packed government holding facilities for child migrants. He hasn't gone down there to visit, but he did look at a picture. Huzzah, huzzah, isn't he a great president? And the White House is now denying that they imposed a gag order on Border Patrol agents, which we reported had happened yesterday. Getting into the woke news, political correct and so forth, there is a women's college in California, Mills College. It's been in existence for 169 years. And because of the economic downturn, they're having to basically close down its degree program. And instead, they're going to become an institute for women's leadership. Okay. We all know who Ralph Fiennes is. He's an actor. He played Voldemort in the Harry Potter series, Hotel Budapest, The Constant Gardener, which is one of my favorite films. He's out there defending J.K. Rowling over this transgender controversy. And he says the backlash that has hit Rowling is very disturbing. And he says he can't understand the vitriol directed at her. J.K. Rowling came on out and expressed her honest opinion about the transgender situation and whether men are men and women are women and can they swap places. And she has become a target for the transgender movement. And this goes all the way back to June of 2020, when the author first tweeted about an op-ed piece regarding, you know, men who menstruate and mocked the story for not using, well, it was people who menstruate and mocked the story for not using the word women. The tweet generated this backlash, which prompted the author to repeatedly and ever more adamantly defend herself and elaborate on her views in a lengthy essay. So, anyway, over in Vermont, there is a liberal professor at the University of Vermont, Aaron Kinsvater, teaches courses on education and mental health, and he published a video on March 8th detailing the institutional discrimination and systematic racial dehumanization he and other whites on the UVM campus face every single day. And now it's being demanded that he resign for standing up and defending white students and faculty from this very open and blatant racially based discrimination. So there's a man of courage there. They're basically trying to get rid of him because he's complaining of anti-white sentiment on the campus, which we're seeing all across the country, this whole critical race theory and white supremacist. And it seems like you can't be racist against any racial group except the white people, and they're fair game. It's open season on anybody who's white. Just sick them. Down in Florida, Governor DeSantis has said there is no room in Florida classrooms for critical race theory. Now, critical race theory is this far-left political ideology which says all the bad things that happen are the fault of white people. And it's not exactly that's perhaps an oversimplification, but it is. It's propagandizing against the white population. Up in New Hampshire, Republican Governor Sununu threatens to veto a bill barring divisive anti-white curriculum in New Hampshire schools. Again, this is the critical race theory curriculum. They just don't want it. And again, all of this indoctrination gets in the way of the real purpose of education, which is reading, writing, arithmetic, science, engineering, chemistry, and anything else that's going to allow this nation to compete in the modern technological global marketplace. So, you know, good for New Hampshire. Interestingly enough, a Democrat from South Carolina, a state lawmaker, has introduced a bill banning transgender reassignment procedures on minors, and his fellow Democrats are just, you know, up in arms over that. Now, the bill is called the South Carolina Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. It was sponsored by Democratic State Representative Cesar McKnight, would prohibit the performance of any and all medical procedures aimed at altering a minor's sex or gender, including surgery and hormone treatments. The bill also defines one's sex as the biological state of being male or female based on the individual's sex organs, chromosomes, and endocrine hormone profiles. Say that three times fast. So a little more common sense coming on out from there. Interestingly enough, there's a story that came on out from Madness Hub. Dr. Michael Critella is executive director of the American College of Pediatricians, and he's sounding alarm bells about the fact that if passed, the Equality Act would punish medical doctors, psychologists, and other mental health professionals who do not go along with a confused minor's gender identity. And the scary part of it is he's saying that these cross-sex hormones following the puberty-blocking drugs could end up through a premature menopause or andropause and all of the ailments that come with it. In other words, it's going to prematurely age these young people during these treatments. Very, very reckless. Okay. Now, this is probably going to brighten up your day a little bit. Over in Milwaukee, a county children's court judge and former president and CEO of the Cream City Foundation, which runs the city's Drag Queen Story Hour program, have been arrested on 7 counts of child pornography. Now, Brett Blom, 38 years old, was arrested on Tuesday for allegedly uploading 27 images and videos of children being sexually abused on the messaging app Kik. Now, Blom was held overnight and released with a signature. He's been ordered to stay off social media and file sharing services and is not allowed near any children except the two he adopted with his husband. That is just a little bit weird. All right, let's get into some science news because there's some cool things happening out there. And, of course, we're going to start with Perseverance, which is starting to move all over Mars. And it sent back sounds of its progress going across the Martian soil. And, frankly, if I heard those sounds coming out of my car, I would immediately call for a tow truck and take it to the garage because it's grinding, squealing, the sounds of Martian gravel hitting the probe. And it is, it's noisy, and it's supposed to be noisy. But the noises made by Perseverance's six metal wheels and suspension are part of a 16-minute raw audio feed released yesterday by the JPL out in Pasadena, California. Actually, it's in La Cañada. Shh, don't tell anybody. And so Perseverance is out there, and it turns out I'm not the only person saying that there might well be life on Mars right now. I know that Perseverance is looking for remains of ancient life, but they might accidentally trip over something. I mean, Curiosity never went back and looked at that image that was nicknamed the crab, which certainly looked like a biological life form sticking out of that hole. Okay, going to take a break for commercials. I'll come back to this story after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. And we're looking at this article from phys.org asking, is there life on Mars today? And where might it be found? And certainly it is a relevant question to ask. Now, of course, those of us who worked on Viking, we think we did find life on Mars back in 1976 because of the labeled release experiment designed by Dr. Gilbert Levin. So in a comment published in Nature Astronomy, Dr. Natalie Cabral, director of the Carl Sagan Center for Research at the SETI Institute, is challenging current assumptions about the possibility of modern life on Mars. And the reality is that the vast majority, the consensus, if you will, is there is no life on Mars. Why? Because that's what NASA said after Viking had landed and gone through its situation. But Dr. Levin and I and a bunch of other Viking veterans, if you will, are watching Perseverance very, very closely to see if maybe there might be a little bit of vindication there. NASA is getting ready for what should be the final major test of the massive rocket that is being built to send the first woman and the next man to the moon. 700,000 gallons of super cold propellant will fill up the tanks of the 212-foot-tall core stage so it can fire its four engines without actually blasting off. The goal is to simulate what will happen during its first launch, a mission to send a capsule with no crew around the moon and back. So they're getting ready to do it. We're going back to the moon. High time, I think. You know, imagine if Columbus coming back from Americas and nobody had followed in his footsteps. New theory about what might have started life here on Earth. This is from the Smithsonian, and they're saying that lightning may have actually created the first self-replicating molecules in the primordial soup here on Earth, as opposed to these molecules being brought in by meteors and such. Interesting little story. This is from Tethasta.com. Scientists have discovered that feeding cows seaweed cut their methane emissions by 82%. They found that the cows belched out 82% less methane after putting small amounts of seaweed in their feed for just 5 months. Now, I'm going to take a wild guess here and say that the seaweed is probably continuing its photosynthesis, absorbing the carbon dioxide the methane. In any event, there is something going on there, and methane from cows is being pointed at as one of the more compelling greenhouse gases. Getting into computers, and I think I've got enough time for this story. The largest ransomware demand now stands at $30 million. As the cyber criminals get bolder and bolder. It used to be they were targeting individual users for $100 or $200 or something like that. They have definitely gone up, and they're going after large corporations, and they're demanding ever more money. And the question on my mind is, why is the government not dealing with this emergency? We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.